During the telecast of that game, Brent Musburger, who I absolutely love, he's one of my favorite television play-by-play guys. I mean, if we're having the NFL discussion, I like Al Michaels the best, but I think Brent Musburger is my favorite television play-by-play broadcaster for college football. I'm really entertained by the guy. I think he still has his A game, even at his advanced age. I mean, hell, I hope I'm that good when I'm his age at whatever it is that I'm doing in life. I hope sports radio still exists. I mean, you know, they're telling us that robots are going to run the entire economy in like 5 years, so who knows? You know, the plot of one of the Terminator movies is about to come to fruition. But point being, I really am delighted whenever I tune into a game and Brent Musburger's on the call. But tonight, he got a little weird, and he also got angry that people thought that he got a little weird. So here was his first comment about Oklahoma running back Joe Mixon, who, of course, punched a lady in Oklahoma 2.5 years ago, and the video just resurfaced recently, causing a lot of fresh criticism for an old event. Brent Musburger wants to make it clear that he is pulling for the guy.
It was troubling, very troubling to see. We've talked to the coaches, and they all swear that the young man is doing fine. Like I said, Oklahoma thought he might even transfer, but he sat out the suspension, reinstated. And folks, he is he's just one of the best. And let's hope, given a second chance by Bob Stoops and Oklahoma, let's hope that this young man makes the most of his chance and goes on to have a career in the National Football League.
What I really want to do is I want to follow up with Musburger when he says, this kid is the best. He is the best. He said that in the middle there. He said, he is the best. Are you talking about the 1,200-plus rushing yards, the 8 rushing touchdowns this year to go with the 450 receiving yards and 5 touchdowns? Are you talking about his incredible versatility as a running back, as in he is the best? Or are you saying that you personally know this kid and you think he is the best? You believe that that was the worst moment of his life, and since then he has improved himself to the point where he is deserving of a second chance. That's what I would really want to know. Because, of course, a lot of people criticized Musburger on Twitter, and then he felt the need to, I suppose, qualify what he had said earlier, but he did not do much qualification.
You know, Jess, apparently some people were very upset when I wished this young man well at the next level. Let me make something perfectly clear. What he did with that young lady was brutal, uncalled for. He's apologized. He was tearful. He got a second chance. He got a second chance from Bob Stoops. I happen to pull for people with second chances, okay? Let me make it absolutely clear. I hope he has a wonderful career and he teaches people with that brutal, violent video, okay?
My problem here with Brent Musburger is that he does not describe any way, shape, or form in which Joe Mixon earned that second chance with Oklahoma. That's my issue. I mean, I very much, as an American, want to live in a country where people get second chances. I very much hope that my current employer does not ever have to offer me a second chance. I hope I do nothing that caused them to call my employment into question. I hope that I don't need one day. But if I ever do, I hope that I can earn one. And that's the key word here, earn a second chance. Because Joe Mixon and the Oklahoma football program have not even remotely begun to explain to us why it is that he deserved a second chance. They explained that they suspended him for a year. They explained that the law gave him community service. He tearfully apologized, but he only tearfully apologized 2 years later after the video was released to the public. He didn't apologize before we got the video, because before we got the video, it wasn't a national issue. Certain people like yours truly were talking about it because I knew the video was going to come out and I knew it was going to be a volcano. It was like building a house on top of a volcano and saying, oh, this is great. This is great land I got on the cheap. You know, hey, well, one day that house is going to have lava rained on it. And I thought that was the house that the Sooners were living in at the time. And so I brought that up a couple of times, and I interviewed some people who had seen the video. And I knew with the way that our society works, videos go viral, articles do not. Someone can have all the information in front of them, but if they have to read it, they're not going to react as viscerally as if they watch a video. We have an unimaginative, somewhat lazy society here in 2016. Well, now I should say 2017. However, the video came out in 2016. Save myself there. Not to get too lighthearted on something that's quite serious, but had he apologized at the time, Joe Mixon, had he said, I committed a disgraceful act and here's what I'm going to do to earn back the trust of the females on the University of Oklahoma campus and make this up to Mia Molnar. If he had volunteered in a battered women's facility, if he had gone on speaking to youths in the Norman area, talking about how a mistake can ruin your future employment. If he had done any of these things that if we looked at and we'd say, okay, this is obvious, this is what he needs to do to launder his reputation and get back in the good graces of NFL franchises, of college football fans, if they had made any attempt to be apologetic and make strides, then I would have been fine with him earning his second chance. But Oklahoma did not make him earn it. They just sat him out for a year. He didn't address it until the video came out. He refused to talk about it at the college football playoff last year. We do not know if Joe Mixon earned his second chance or it was just given to him because he was a five-star running back that was going to help the Oklahoma Sooners win games. So, like Brent Musburger, I do cheer for second chances for people, but those are certain people who have earned it. And I wish Brent had mentioned that concept.